21. Night. Street before Margareta's door. Beneath, Valentin, a soldier, Margareta's brother. In the mess once, all the guys were loud and bragging, soldier-wise, about some one or t'other wench who was the flower of the bunch. Our glasses flowing like the praise. My elbow poised upon its rays, I sat at ease and kept my peace, watched for the swaggering to cease. Then smiling, lifted up my glass and stroked my beard and spoke out clear. Each to his own, but where's a lass in all the land who can compare with my true Gretel, sister dear, and hold a candle to her here? Bam, bam, clink, clink, went round the mess, and some called out, damn right, hear him! Of all the girls, she is the gem. The boasters sank to speechlessness. And now, it makes you tear your hair and climb the walls to get some air. With wrinkled nose and spiteful jeering, jerks can insult me in my hearing. I sit here like an angry debtor, sweating with every word they utter. I'd love to knock their heads together, but cannot call them liars either. But who's this, sneaking in the night? It's two of them, if I am right. If one is him, I'll see him mastered. He won't leave here alive, the bastard. Enter Faust and Mephistopheles. There, from the window of the sacristy, the eternal lamp-flame skyward sends its glimmer. But on all sides grows dim and dimmer, and darkness presses heavily. Tonight my heart seems like it's failing.
Well, I feel like a kitten prowling that scurries up a fire escape, brushing the wall with its sleek shape. To me it feels quite virtuous, a bit like thievery, a bit lascivious. And what is it that thrills me to the marrow? Noble Walpurgisnacht, that's what. It comes the day after tomorrow. I sleep when nicer things do not.
Is that some kind of treasure that I see flashing in the obscurity?
You'll carry off this precious casket and have its pleasure if you ask it. I peeped in it not long ago. Fine silver dollars, all aglow.
No jewel, though. No golden ring for me to give my darling girl.
I think I saw that kind of thing. A necklace of the finest pearl.
That's just as well. It gives me pain to bring no gift when I see her again.
Don't buy the cow so guiltily when you can get the milk for free. Now, when the sky is full of stars and fire, you're going to hear something artistic. I'll sing a moral song for her to make the girl feel altruistic.
He sings to the guitar.
Why are you here? Now dawn is near, Katrina dear, beneath your lover's gable. Your fine young blade takes in a maid that not a maid to leave is ever able. Poor hapless one, once it's begun, what's done is done. Good night, no time to linger. Don't come to grief, don't give belief to any thief with the ring on your finger.
Valentin steps forward.
Who's setting bait, and who is meant? Pied Piper, rat-catching Lightfinger. The devil take the instrument, the devil take the wicked singer.
The lute is split in two, and so its music ceases.
Your skull is next, then, smashed to pieces.
No, doctor, don't retreat. Come on, stick close to me, I'll lead you. You follow. Out with your fly-swatter. On one, I'll parry him. You spike the fellow.
Then parry this.
Why not? You're lost.
And this.
Of course.
A devilish riposte. What's this? I'm hit. My hand is lame.
Thrust home.
Faust lunges. Valentin falls.
I'm done.
And so the lout is tame, but now let's go. It's time for us to scuttle. They'll scream blue murder now. We'll get no peace. I know that I can handle the police, but murder trials are awkward and a muddle.
Marta leans out of her window.
Come out! Come out!
Margareta at her window.
Someone get a light!
They're screaming, shouting. It's a fight!
People appear.
Look, here's a dying one!
Marta comes out.
But have the murderers gone?
Margareta comes out.
Who's lying here?
Your mother's son.
Oh God, help him, someone.
I'm dying. That is quickly said and even quicker done. Women,
Stop wailing. Hush the dread. Come listen, everyone.
They all gather around him.
My Gretchen, see, you're too young yet. You're still not very good at it. Don't fit the picture as you might. But be assured, if not before, that you're a bona fide whore, so carry on and do it right.
My brother, God, what do you mean?
Don't bring the Lord into this scene. Don't try to hide what's done that's done, for time will end what was begun. You started with just one before, but fear not, there'll be many more. After a dozen bump you down, you'll be the commons of the town. When shame's conceived, its filthy issue is born into the world by night. You veil with darkness the foul sight of its strange head and tissue. Oh yes, you'd like to murder it, lest it should grow and wax and fatten, and in the daylight show its pattern less lovely even when it's lit. The uglier, as is its way, the more it seeks the light of day. I can foresee a time to come when all good townsfolk of our home will shun you, just as if you were a foul, infected corpse, you whore. Your heart should shrivel in your body when they look in your eyes and fail. There'll be no golden garland for this lady, no standing now beyond the altar rail, no collar of fine lace and flouncing, no joy in company, no dancing. In a dark corner of laments you'll hide with cripples and foul mendicants. Even if God forgives you first, on earth you'll always be accursed.
Ask God for mercy on your soul. Why weight it down with calumny and hate?
If only I could reach your scrawny body, you filthy whoremistress, already I hope my sins would be forgiven more richly in the court of heaven.
My brother, this is hell to me.
Let the tears fall, and let it be. You gave your honour up to scorn, the hardest wound my heart has borne. I go to God now overdue, in death's last sleep, a soldier true.